Commentator Laura Lorson recently found out that something her parents told her 30 years ago was just flat out false.
I am not an extraordinarily gullible person. I have many years of graduate school under my belt. I read at least 3 newspapers a day. I work for a news organization, for crying out loud. Still, every now and again, something comes up proving that on some levels, I have about as much reasoning power as your average goldfish. My family loves to tweak me with the story of how from the years 1974 to 1978, I was convinced that the national anthem of the United States of America was Freebird. In my defense, this is not the dumbest thing in the universe to believe. If you happen to be growing up in the American South at the time, people stood up when it was played, men took off their caps, everyone knew the words, and everyone sang along. You tell me how this is a dumb mistake for an 8-year-old to make. A few years ago, my family went on a trip to Gulf Shores, Alabama, and we were having one of those sort of gritted teeth, determinedly pleasant conversations that families frequently have during car trips lasting more than 7 hours. Anyway, somehow somebody said something about my childhood cat, Ping. Ping was a pretty tolerant cat until the day I decided to more or less drop him off the top bunk in the room I shared with my sister. Hey, I was 7. Ping went bananas, as he had every right to do, and he took a hunk out of my arm about the size of a Kennedy half dollar. After that, Ping was a little, shall we say, defensive. So we're talking about Ping, and I was reminiscing about him fondly, talking about how smart he was and what a good mouser he was, and how I hoped he ended up fat and happy out on that farm where he went to live. My mom looked over at my dad. My dad looked over at my mom. My sister Amy chimed in, "Yeah, that farm out in Shelby County. I always wanted to go visit there." My sister Mary Beth added, "Yeah, it sounded really nice." My dad looked over at my mom. My mom looked over at my dad. And then they started laughing, big belly laughs. And they had to pull the car over to the side of the road. They looked at each other again and looked at me. And then they looked shocked and concerned. And suddenly it hit me. Oh, my goodness. You didn't really think all this time that Ping was out on a farm. This happened in 1976. Are you like the only kids on the planet who bought this? Oh, my goodness gracious, you are. Oh, gosh, honey, we are so, so sorry. And I started laughing myself because I just could not believe that I honestly, really, and truly thought that Ping was out on a farm having the time of his life. I made a firm decision never to go anywhere again with my parents, because who knows what they're going to spring on me about how Easter candy actually gets to my house, how Carrot Top has a fan club, or how the real national anthem is, of course, Sweet Home Alabama.
Commentator Laura Lorson has been told she lives in Lawrence, Kansas.